No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Wrong, if that's the case.
Is that, Bill, so it was the breaker box?
Yes, we did not get hacked.
The radio's up, okay? We're on the radio.
We're on the radio.
FM is up.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for your patience.
I liken this to Jake landing a plane as the towers were talking to him, and he lost all electronic power, but he had to land the plane, and Jake was landing the plane.
He's doing it right now.
Yeah, we're still getting people alerted on social media that we are up and at it. We've missed an hour of radio, which is unfortunate.
Like our old show, two hours.
Yeah, but it wasn't our fault. We were all here on time. We were here ready to roll, and the power did not allow us to be here on the air on time.
Somebody messed with the breaker box.
Somebody did. We thought that was a joke, but somebody actually did mess with the breaker box.
We'll find him. We'll figure it out.
The LES man was pretty casual about it. Yeah. He said, yeah, somebody messed with your breaker box. You should put a lock on that thing.
I bet we do.
I find it funny. Someone says, funny that was a breaker box for the breakers.
Get it?
Ah. I don't even have a sound effect to play for you. Yeah. Boom, ding.
So we don't have sound effects.
But anyway, when no one was listening,
I can play some sound. I didn't have that one for my board over here.
Okay,
though. You're fine.
When the lights were still off, I did do Bill's Thrills just for the three of us.
You did.
So that's over. So we missed that.
You already had that. Thank you for that, Bill.
There was a great text that came in to Steve Sipley. Really received a text. Like, what was this? Can you read it again, Steve? About how I'd love to hear the conversations going on in the dark.
I think it was Mike from Lindsberg.
Yeah, it was very good. I'd love to hear what that was.
Yeah, he's smart. I'm just imagining. This is Mike from Lindsberg, Kansas. I'm just imagining the three-legged stool sitting in the dark having a conversation that no one will ever hear.
And that happened. We were all sitting at a table in the dark, complete darkness. At that time, we had no sun, and it was complete darkness. We were just sitting at a table.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy scared the crap out of me because I went to sit down outside. I thought Rudy wasn't here. There's no lights on. So I went to sit down and right outside and just wait for him to come. Then he opened the door and scared the crap out of me.
There you go.
Yes, we went to National now. We'll figure that out. We'll fix it. But again, you guys are seeing real life situations here on the radio. We are
real life
dealing with stuff, and we're going
FM?
To for now. The okay. FM, we're getting close. The next chance we'll be back on FM. I think they went to our friends Maggie and Perloff played over us right now.
Maggie and Perloff.
Yeah, they've got some moments.
What are they talking about? I don't know.
It sounds like baseball talk right now on Maggie and Perloff.
Our listeners are loving that.
Juan Soto.
Yeah. What's going on with the Phillies?
Schwarber. I can name
you
name
some names.
Okay, now we'll definitely be back. Come on, Eric.
Stay with us, Eric.
Eric is doing the IT work behind the scenes right now. at this point.
They've very taken strange. Over our computers.
Very strange morning.
It is. This is very strange. We are prepared to, you know, be here at 6 and do our stuff. We were here at 6. We were here before 6 o'clock, yeah, ready to roll. But we power through. Things happen in life.
They do.
Things happen. We got to power through those, which we're going to do today.
Yeah, I didn't expect to receive a call from Bill on the way here. When you call, it was something.
It's hilarious. Yes, you're like, hello. You're like, why are you?
I wish I could have heard him say that.
You know, it was just like this. Hello, like he's like there's confusion, and because just so you guys know,
0 points by halftime. The farthest they had gotten was, I believe, the 30-yard line of Wyoming. They missed a field goal.
Okay, they drove and down there.
They got a drive.
They got to the 5-yard line in the second half and threw a pick in the end zone. So they did get close to scoring. So they did not score.
This game could have been a 10-10 going to overtime.
Could have been.
Right there. Didn't score. Steve has some incredible stats on Akron.
You gave us a factoid in them before one, the show that was amazing.
They've won one conference championship in over 100 years.
Well, they've only been in the MAC since 1992.
So
a long time.
Whatever conference they were in, they've won one in over 100 years of football.
One conference title.
One conference title.
They're 1-2 in bowl games.
Been to 3 bowl games.
They've only been to 3 bowl games. Akron, I thought, had
that's hard to believe. Yeah. They've been to 3 bowl games ever?
Well, Jake, that's what it says here.
I can believe the MAC title thing. I'm really shocked by 3 bowl games ever in the program's history.
I thought they had a more illustrious,
you know, they had Jason Taylor at Akron. He was a proud Zip, NFL Hall of Famer.
First year of the program, 1891, bowl record 1-2. MAC titles 1. National titles 0. That's it. Yeah. They have a 1-2 all-time record in bowl games, most recently playing in the 2017 Boca Raton Bowl.
Okay, so they're on a run, a little bit of a heater.
Yep. So they play in a stadium with a capacity of 30,000. Why do we care? Because
it's Akron.
Yes,
Akron week. We take them seriously here.
6:30 p.m. game on Saturday.
Yes.
So we'll miss, Bill will not miss, but we will miss Michigan-Oklahoma, yeah, which is the only matchup of ranked teams this week.
Yeah, there's still some really good games. I mean, you got Iowa State.
Yes.
That's going to be a great, there's a lot of great games, but yes.
There's an underrated one. I think Illinois at Duke is a good game this week.
It's very good. Underrated.
It's very underrated.
And guess what? They're both at 11 a.m.
Oh, God, sorry.
I'm pretty sure the Iowa State's 11 a.m. also. Like, what are we doing? That's a great game.
Yep.
Same problem as last week. You admit Texas, Ohio State at 11 a.m. We don't want this. It's great to have football throughout the day, but why are we playing the elite games at 11 a.m.?
Thank you for Oklahoma being in Michigan being at that
at
time.
At a proper time.
Oh, thank gosh, you. Yes. That would be great. You can scout that out. I need to, because I won't be able to watch it, obviously. You need to scout that.
I will. I will have.
All right. I got to get some energy.
I'll have the quad box.
Well, you got coffee. You're ready to roll. 464-5685. You can text us.
Let us know if they're listening.
Yeah, if you're out there, let us know you're listening. We appreciate you guys putting up with our, it's not our fault, not our shenanigans, but the power shenanigans today.
Someone jacked with the box.
We will find that person.
We will.
And they will not like the consequences.
Okay, I don't know.
We're going to find them. We'll take care of this.
We will.
We'll take care of this.
Oh, hold on.
Don't mess with us here.
Hold on, Jake.
What do you got?
The doors.
Oh, thank you.
A jar.
We do have some audio from yesterday. Dana Holgorsen and John Butler did speak. Sip, you were in the building for Butler.
Steve got up to shut the door and forgot to shut the door.
He got distracted.
Door.
Yeah.
He's here. We have audio, right?
Yeah,
Steve, you were there.
Where do you want to start? Butler or Holgorsen?
Holgorsen, if you'd like to. Anything that stood out for me
yesterday?
Yeah,
I mean, go ahead and start with, if you got the running back. He was asked about the running back, we'll call it a situation that was addressed by Matt Rhule on Monday, where, you know, Emmett Johnson played 69 of 78 snaps. What do you do with the backups? Should you play them more?
Here's the increase on carries from Dana Holgorsen, I believe, from yesterday. So I got
have to.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, the way that game was, it was close game, hard fought game. He was rolling, man. He played his tail off. So proud of him. Ran hard, you know, was good in pass protection, was good in the passing game, minus the one drop, which I've never seen him drop one pass in practice, let alone, you know, in a game. So, you know, player of the game in my mind, you know. So, tight game. You got two freshmen on the sidelines. You know, we handed the ball to Isaiah twice early, and it didn't look good. He's still trying to figure things out, you know, and just with his veteran presence and the way it looked out there, he just kept going, you know, and so I don't regret that. I mean, we got to do what we got to do to win the game, you know, but yeah, that can't keep happening, you know, and so, you know, Ives got to get going. Makai's got to get going, you know, Ike will continue to improve in that area. So I don't care who we play this week. That has to change.
There you go. They'll play. I don't know who he said that there was a follow-up question, like who would have been number two. It would have been Makai Nelson, but there's no guarantee that he'd be number two this week. I think they just say that so they keep practicing hard, whatever. And then Ives is still in this discussion. Quentin Ives, he's back. So,
Steve, from all the years covering this, to me, mm-hmm. just seems like a really weird conversation. This in depth on the rotation. I thought nothing of it. There wasn't one time when I was going like, man, they've got to do a. This has to be. I mean,
it's probably a
whether
little
yes
much.
Or not. No, I mean, it's like it blows me away. I'm like, whoever they played, they played. I just don't think anything of it.
And well, I guess the only thing.
I mean,
they did talk about the depth a lot.
A lot of touches. They did talk about the depth a lot, but
in preseason,
you're sitting there. That the game was a fumble away from losing.
Yeah.
I mean, and not saying that they would fumble. I'm not saying that would happen, but you'd look at yourself if you have a freshman carrying the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to do that.
And so I just don't see much of a storyline here. That's myself.
I appreciate that.
So I never once did I go like, what are they doing? What are they doing?
68 or 69 of 78 snaps.
I didn't know Mosey carried the ball twice. I only remember one.
He carried it twice.
Yeah, I don't even remember it.
Okay, so move on from that. Do you have the sound about Janier and Bonner's injury?
I don't believe so.
Okay, do you have the sound about Carter Nelson?
I do have that.
Okay, so here's the deal with this. Carter Nelson.
Couple things in Carter Nelson.
Yeah, they mentioned that because of Janier and Bonner's very unfortunate ACL, he's out. He has an ACL. They said that Carter's got to step up now in the wake of that injury. It's not like they played the exact same position, but you know how this goes, Bill. It's kind of muddled. They move those guys around. But Carter, it was very revealing on Monday when Rule said he had double labrum hip surgery. And then Holgorsen added to the information yesterday.
Yes, on Carter Nelson from yesterday. Here's Dana Holgorsen.
He's just now getting his legs underneath him. I mean, didn't do anything for 6 months, you know, and so, you know, he was on a rep count early in camp. Just over the course of 5 weeks, that rep count has gotten up to the point to where now he's not on a rep count. I think week three, we were not pleased with how he was running, and he was just dead-legged and just trying to get him underneath himself, you know. I mean, that's hard when you don't do anything for 6 months. But now he's back. I see what Carter is now. Okay, so now it's just about the opportunity. It's about logging the reps. It's about putting him in position, putting him in the game. I think he got 5 reps last week. That's not enough. He's going to get more. And I'm excited about what he can turn into.
That's an interesting conversation. I did not know. I don't know everything. I did not know that he was. That his legs were an issue during camp in week three. I really didn't even know he was on a pitch count.
Well, it'd be hard. So that type of surgery had just all the time lost. I mean, from whatever the bowl game was, what, somewhere around the
6 months without activity.
The 30th of whatever. And then he has a surgery. So all that time they're back to lifting about what, 2 weeks later.
Yep.
They're back in the weight room and you're doing legs.
Yep.
And he's not.
He's not.
And so what you lose, not less long, like, okay, we didn't get any stronger. Just with the amount of loss, I'm sure, was tremendous. And
right.
That takes a long time to get back.
It does. It's, you know.
I'm shocked when they say that he's right now that he's 100% back.
The life can be really misleading, though, because if you eyeball him, he looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him when I saw him in practice, I thought, oh, he's good to go. No, he wasn't really good to go, so. Good knowledge there, Jake.
Yes.
Also, he commented on Dylan Raiola's performance.
Yes, here's Dana Holgorsen yesterday from on Dylan Raiola at the media session.
Yeah, yeah, that was a mental error on Dillon, the 4th and 2, you know, in the strike zone. Okay, that's 4-down territory. That's a go for it all the way. And I'll make that decision. Coach Rule makes that decision. You know, but down there on the goal line, you know, we ran that play, and it's a bang bang, got to make a decision thing. You know, in third and 4, he handed it, and we had the look, and just called the same thing with conviction, man, and just said, just execute it, you know. And I told him to ride it just a little bit longer, so that gave him just a hair longer. But Dane popped, and it was obviously pretty good for our football team that we punched that thing in.
What was that, 4th and 1 at the goal line, Jake?
4th and 2, I thought. Fourth and 3, one of the two.
Okay, so that's what he's talking about there. I don't know if you have sound on his overall play.
I don't see that.
Do you have sound on Luke Lindenmeyer?
I do have that.
Go ahead.
Here's Tank Holgerson on Luke Lindenmeyer from yesterday.
Lindenmeyer has risen in the program.
He's a good football player, man. I mean, I sat up here in front of you guys last year in November and said that I thought he was a good football player, and his reps increased, and now he knows he's the guy, and now he knows he's number one. He's playing like it, you know, and so he has the ability to get open. He has the ability to catch it. He has the ability to get it upfield and get us first downs, and then he holds his own in the run game as well. So good football player, man. He just keeps getting better.
And lastly, do you have sound on the left tackle situation that he was asked about? They basically shared equal reps.
I got this.
Elijah, yes. Pritchett, Turner Corcoran, and Gunnar Gatula. Will that continue?
Yeah, it's going to be the same conversation as what I just said about the backup running back spot, right? It's about how those guys practice, and who practices well is going to be the ones that deserve more reps. So we'll get in, you know, today's an important practice to get in there and look at it, you know, so... You know, overall, I thought it was good. You know, I think they did a good job in the run game. I think they did a good job in pass protection for the most part. I give Cincinnati credit; those guys were big and physical up front. You know, and played with a tremendous amount of effort and a tremendous amount of physicality. You know, so it was a good test for us game one. I was very happy with the test. You know, getting tested like that, I think that's going to be good for our football team moving forward.
Okay, now, Bill, you would surely agree that you don't see 3 left tackles play equal snaps very often, right?
I'm not seeing that. So, like I said, they have their own reasons. They see it in practice, so I don't think anything of it. But, no, I've never seen that.
I don't know that I've ever position. Seen it.
And probably just because sometimes it's also hard to get into. You only have so many snaps.
Exactly.
And yeah. So get into a groove. But like I said, you always have to just always the coaches see him in practice.
Right.
With where they're at. And there's probably is going into it. It's kind of, hey, if we're going to see this, let's see it early on where they're at. And the next 2 games has a great chance.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/HailMary. That's hims.com/HailMary for your free online visit. hims.com/HailMary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah. This isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRE. MOODST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To really to be able to see
shake it out.
Yeah,
I'm not being critical on this.
No, but when you get to a point, I'd have a hard, I think most people would agree, like, what would you like guys like to have going on in the Iowa game? We'd like to be able to play three left tackles every other series. Just rotate them once when you
– I don't think so.
No, that wouldn't be the – I'm sure that's not the case. That's why they played the three now, just to get reps to them and see where they're at with it.
Right. And I'm not – it didn't hurt them. So I'm not – this isn't me being critical. Now, it's possible, Jake, that you also have this overall assessment of Dana Holgorsen on the offense and him talking about the lack of explosive plays.
I do have that sound
where he dresses a bugaboo for me, just a sports bugaboo
sports
that
a-boo.
Drives me nuts.
Okay.
A-boo.
When guys go down without getting – lose their feet, what are you doing on the ground? Any sport, it drives me nuts. Why are you on the ground?
Stay up! Let's see what's bothering Sip. Dana Holgorsen.
That's what you hear all the time. Stay up.
Right.
Be a pro.
Here's Holgorsen on explosive plays.
He did what we asked him to do. I didn't want to start forcing things downfield into eight people covering, right? So that was the game plan, okay? And so it's a combination of what the game plan was, but it's also a combination of, like I said, downfield blocks, springing people. You know, we had the ball three times in the open field and fell down.
Oh.
I saw people falling down out there today. So staying on your feet, being athletic, making people miss. I mean, it's an emphasis of where I'm at right now, because we have to become more explosive, and right now we're just not.
It's an athlete question. Stay on your feet.
When you look at all the, you just watch big plays. Like I've said numerous times before, if you in general the study says, you know, like a big punt return, you're going to make two guys miss and break a tackle. So it's not just like, well, you just caught the ball and you just ran for 80-yard touchdown. No. There's all kinds of athleticism plays. When you watch some, when I watched the receivers at LSU, the plays that they made after the catch, it was like remarkable. The number of people you made miss in the open field and all across. I watched football all day. That's the part that stands out the most, is the ability to make you miss in an open space.
You had that sound you made when you made people miss.
That one. That's the one. Yeah. That's the sound.
That's the sound right there. When I double move.
He's prepared.
The slant and go up.
And you said it aloud.
Yeah. The
verbal.
Yeah, verbal. The, the option pass, slant and go against Gustavus Adolphus.
Got him.
People still talking about
it. I think they are, Bill.
I think about it every day.
It was shocking because I think the report got out. I was like, hey, Bush has never been to seven. He's never been open before. This is so don't, you know, guard loosely. And I got him.
Hey.
Savoda said we got him on this one.
Savoda, better times.
Better times. Jim Savoda, better times.
Times indeed.
Okay, you got some John Butler.
I do. I have some John Butler. What do you want to hear from John
really
Butler?
Really quick, if you just the hold on. Hopefully what you have is the first. It was a very interesting comment he made right off the gate when he was asked about what something Rule said, which is he wants the defense to play faster. Rule said that. They play hard. He wants them to play fast.
Was that the next play mentality or not?
I know.
Okay,
no.
What did he say then?
This would have been the first question out of the gate. Are they that way? Do you have them in order? Are they sequenced?
I do not have an order, no.
Okay.
I have an order of what they're
sequencing.
The tag would be play faster. How do you play faster?
I have assessment of Cincinnati's tempo. How about that
do
one?
Do that.
Okay. That's what I have for you.
Do that.
I did not label
Steve's
these flips.
Steve's frustrated.
So am I. Okay. John Butler yesterday on Cincinnati's tempo.
I think our overall assessment of the game is that, you know, I think I mentioned it to you guys last week, you know, early on, can they block us? Early on, can we cover them? Early on, can we tackle them? I knew right away that we could cover them. I had concerns because there was mentions about all these new transfer wideouts and who are they, where they come from. And we saw them on tape, but we don't know until we play them. I felt pretty consistent. We could cover them. We could affect the quarterback with our coverage. tackling them, we tackled their backs and the receivers better as the game got along. And then the biggest concern, as I think I mentioned to you last week, was the quarterback just turning the game into like a high school football game, which that's no criticism of him. But in the second half, I think he realized that, you know, however many yards they had, they didn't have many. And he said, I'm going to get back there. And if a guy I'm looking at's open, I'm going to throw it to him. If not, I'm taking off, which is what he did. And so that's a hard thing to manage. You know, we got to be more disciplined in our rush lanes. I could be more helpful in how I was calling the game, maybe adding a fifth rusher. You know, so, you know, in that regard, I think that that's kind of how the game evolved. It was a weird second half in that they had zero explosive plays the whole game except for the 29-yard scramble, which is a key factor in winning. You know, we had two takeaways. They had none, which is a huge factor in winning. You know, some of those leaky rush yards were quarterback-driven, which when you do the math, when the quarterback runs, that means you're post safety or somebody else has got to get involved or somebody's got to whip somebody's tail and get off a block. And that's the next step for us. So that second half was just a little weird in that there was really no rhythm or vibe to the game. It was really just a quarterback getting the ball and him kind of freelancing. I was joking with a friend of mine. It reminded me of my old teammate, Jack Stanzak from LaSalle. He would just catch the ball, and he was a better athlete than everybody, so he just would run and get 200 yards rushing, and we'd win the game. And I'd be like, what is that? So that was kind of how that game was. I thought that kid was a great competitor, was big, strong, and, you know, we just made one more play at the end to win the game.
Odd. Isn't odd? I mean, you look at the Nebraska defense, the people are gnashing their teeth over. They only allowed 271 yards and 17 points. You take that, right?
Absolutely.
271, 17?
Yeah, 17 was the number we established like back in the 90s with Coach McBride. There's a number if we hold them to 17 or less. That was your number. So, very good number.
Now, on the other hand, they did allow how many rushing yards? 202, and that was on 6.7 a carry. You can't really ignore that.
The yards per carry is where it stands out.
6.7.
Because sometimes it's like, you know, if you play an academy and they rush for 200 yards, you're like going, but they rushed it, you know, 48 times. You're like going, that's awesome. We right. killed them. But 6.7 is the number. It's always yards per attempt in the pass game, yards per completion pass game, then yards per carry, obviously, mm-hmm. to see where that's at. Those are the numbers you're looking at to see how efficient you were. So if it's 6.7, no, you wouldn't say that you were overly efficient.
No, at that you time. Wouldn't. And you count those. I mean, I know what he's saying. The scramble, I don't like to portray a quarterback scramble as being cheap yards. Those are yards. And that guy's good. He's good at doing it. What he also said, Jake, that you don't have this sound probably, is he said Cincinnati came out in the second half, and it looked like Sorsby said to himself, I don't really know what they're doing coverage-wise, so I'm just going to take off and run.
That's a compliment.
I think it's right? I don't know what that is.
You can't read the defense, right? Then yeah. Is that what he's saying? Sorsby could not read their defense, essentially?
Yeah.
Well, I know I can run, so I'll do that.
So, but they're going to face guys that can do that, including this week. That Akron does have a guy that can take off. It's not.
They scored no points.
Not Michael Vick.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time selling this on me.
Let me get a stance
for it, Glenn. They didn't score against Wyoming at home. And it's not, Wyoming was 3-9 last year, and I don't know if all of a sudden. I mean,
it's not Vince Young, Bill.
You think Wyoming flew home and said, you know what, we can win the Mountain West?
I have to assess this. The quarterback can run for Akron?
Yes.
No, they said.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, last week against Wyoming, he had six carries for -4 yards.
Well, let me tell you to play the sound that Butler said. He said if you look back over the course of his career, he's a guy who takes off and can run. He didn't in that game.
Yeah.
But he did. But Butler said that. He said if you look back where he was previously, what
look
over
at
the
stats
of his career.
Historically.
Yeah, check it out.
Okay.
Ben, not take it on me here. Take it on Butler.
This is not good. If he's talking about Ben Finley, the quarterback for Akron.
I think he is. Yes.
Ben Finley has been at NC State, Cal, and now Akron. He's in his sixth year as a quarterback.
He's an older guy.
In his career as a supposed runner that he is, he has 109 carries for 46 yards.
Well, 109 carries is the thing.
He had his most he ever had last year was 81 for 52 yards. He had less than a yard per carry.
He's getting sacked. I mean,
getting sacked.
Yeah. I mean, but he can probably scoot out of there. I mean,
yeah, he had a long of 33 last year. So he did have a run.
Out. Yeah, he can scoot out. I'm not saying.
I don't know if I can go with this assessment.
I'm not saying he's Vince Young. Okay.
I'm glad you're not.
Right. And you're taking on Butler, not me here, okay? Because it was Butler who said it.
Understood.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
I haven't scouted the guy.
do you have any film at all?
No.
You've been on Huddle. No. Do you ever go to the Huddle office?
You can find that sound.
I wish I could. It's not very clearly labeled here, though.
It's right there. He talked about their quarterback. He talked about the quarterback run game.
What are the adjustments you're making for quarterbacks?
I think that's it.
Let's try this one. John Butler yesterday about adjustments for quarterbacks from yesterday.
I think we have to. So football is a game of what does the opponent do on the film, and then it's also a component of what does offenses do against us. And offensive coordinators, usually the ones that I've been around, the first thing they look at when they play a defense is they go, let me see the explosive plays they gave up. Let me see the touchdowns they gave up. Let me see the third down convert, whatever it is. And they will put that play in if they don't have it, or if they have it, they'll put it to the top of their chart. So quarterback, like, what are you going to tell the quarterback? Hey, listen, guys, when nobody's open, just take off and scramble, because they had 90-something yards in quarterback scrambles. So we have to be alert that mobile quarterbacks are going to take off. And this quarterback we're playing this week, while not doing it last week a lot, if you look at his film in previous places and his previous year's film, he will run. So we have to continue to make that a point of emphasis where we're going to rush like wildfire, but we have to keep the quarterback in the pocket, because when the quarterback sits in the pocket and throws the ball, like I just said, I think that's going to play to some of our strengths with our back seven and our secondary. So I think it's a balance, you know, of what we think they're going to do based on their film against Wyoming, and then maybe some of the things they may put in wrinkle-wise that they may think hurt us, which we're always keeping that in mind.
All right, you're clear. He said it. He did
Bryce
say that.
Bryce Underwood will run, right?
He didn't run.
He didn't. He only ran twice against New Mexico.
Yeah.
But he will run, right?
I would imagine they'll have. So when it gets down to
he's
games,
a runner.
When it gets down to games that you have to win, you know, and Nebraska will be a must win for them. That'll be a must win. Talk about a must win game for Michigan. It's a must win game when they come here, because they have to have that game. Because I feel they're going to have a loss. I feel Oklahoma will be.
Oh, you feel Oklahoma?
Well, it'd be interesting. But anyway, that may not, but either way, it's Big Ten play. It's Big Ten play, and they need this win on the road.
Underwood
and
will take.
They don't have their head coach with them.
I don't know about Houston Christian. Yeah. I have no idea on them. No idea.
They ran the ball pretty well week one, but they're playing a lesser foe.
The thing that comes up
Houston Christian?
Yeah.
Really?
They played a lesser foe week one, yeah.
The thing that comes up when it talks about things that hurt you. So the first thing you would do, let's say LSU, we were really good. Wisconsin, we were good at it. Different places I was at. Immediately on Monday, you know what the first thing you did? The first period was corrections. So that would mean you say, hey, listen, here's 10 plays that caused us an issue. And we'd run those exact plays against that exact coverage or whatever it was, whatever happened on that play. Because right away it was like, we're going to see it again. Copycat league.
Yeah.
And so right away, if you have anything that right away, it's not going, you know what? They kept running four verticals and they really hurt us, but I don't think this other team will do that. Yes, they will. And so it's a copycat league and everything. So every issue you have, you know, it's going to show up again. Now, if it's true triple option, fullback dive, okay, probably not going to see that. That's not going to be a piece of it. But when it gets to everything else, people have a piece of that offense in them somehow. So they're going to look at that. That's something that they look at.
Hundo.
Corrections.
One more from John Butler on the defensive line. What do you want to see from the defensive line? Yesterday, John Butler at media.
I think you guys heard me say it last week when I said the defensive line, like, it's not a thinking man's position. It's a get off the ball, create a new line of scrimmage, get off blocks, make tackles, be disruptive. I think sometimes at times we were a little bit too fit oriented, meaning like, am I in the right place? Or maybe the processing wasn't going as fast, but you know, your D-line has got to be a bunch of guys that just freaking go and think about things later. And I don't mean play reckless. I'm just talking about getting off the ball, creating a new line of scrimmage, you know, and I think that's something we're going to be preaching with all of our front guys from now until the final game of the season.
He was asked what he thought of their play, and he didn't really answer it. He just said what he's looking for. It's just fine. You didn't have to evaluate him. I don't know. I just wonder what that rotation is going to look like. That's what you're looking at in the next couple games, if they're using the same type of snap counts. I think you might see Van Poppel more is what I'm getting at.
Thank you.
You were asking about Houston Christian's
hip. Hi, Van Poppel. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, they played a lesser. They played Arkansas Baptist. You ever heard of Arkansas Baptist?
I don't know that I have.
The Christians versus the Baptists.
That's what.
All right.
Houston Sounds Christian won.
Interesting.
Houston Christian won 69-0. They had 402 yards of rushing in the ball game.
Okay, I don't know if that means anything.
Yeah, people are asking about the rushing yards.
You have to report it.
Yeah, you do.
You have to report it.
You have to let people know.
The Christians versus the Baptists.
I've never
heard that one.
It's really
nice blowout, though, for Houston Christian. They feel good about themselves.
Yes.
It'd be really, I don't know, you take me on this, but I think people would be startled. Is
someone going to push back?
Some people, maybe not you because you've been around so much, Jake might be startled if he saw like where Houston Christian played compared to like where Nebraska plays.
It is not even
Seacrest Field. It's not. I mean,
The attendance was listed as 1,100 people at the
Were they home?
It was home game.
They had 1,000
just over 1,000 people. For the 69-0 rout of Arkansas Baptist.
They probably have
Let's follow. Was it Arkansas Baptist?
Yeah, Arkansas
Baptist.
I want
to follow them this year.
They haven't scored a point yet.
I want to track
it's a
them.
Bad loss for them.
It's a bad loss. Imagine the bus ride home.
Damn it.
Just get chastised by the coach.
Let's try to score next game, shall we, guys?
Hey, guys, should we score?
It's Houston Christian. It's not the Houston Oilers.
All right. Well.
Anywho, that was productive, Jake.
Yes. Thank you for hanging with us, everybody.
Music's back. Jake's got
it
all
back.
Hey,
wait a second. Yeah. The music's back.
We have figured some things. I was working some things.
I have no idea what time it is.
I don't either.
I have no idea. This is what
it doesn't even feel like we're doing a show.
It is 7:39. That's what time it is.
I wish we could have done the show from out there at that table.
I know.
That would have been so much fun. Just random com. I tell you what. There were some funny things said, just so you know, off air. There were some really funny things said.
It was very odd. It's a very odd day, right? Just odd.
This is very strange. We'll be back with more on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.